Illegal immigration soars to Clinton levels, 1 million illegals expected this year. By John Binder on June 5, 2019. Illegal immigration at the United States-Mexico border for last month surpassed every month of May under the Bush and Obama administrations, taking the U.S. back to a level of border crossings not seen since President Bill Clinton. As Breitbart News reported, more than 132,000 apprehensions were made in May by U.S. Border Patrol on the southern border. This is a two-decade record high for illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border in May. Not since May 2000 has the country seen this level of illegal immigration heading into the summer. In May 2000, more than 166,000 border apprehensions were made at the southern border. Clinton was president at the time. Illegal immigration last month was more than 9 times the level of May 2017 and more than 3 times the level of May 2018 illegal immigration totals. This month, Prince policy advisors researcher Stephen Kopitz projects that illegal immigration at the southern border will still cross over to more than 100,000 border apprehensions. Kopitz projects that for calendar year 2019, more than 1 million border apprehensions will be conducted at the U.S.-Mexico border, indicating that more than 1 million illegal aliens will be caught attempting to enter the country. This does not include the roughly 500,000 illegal aliens who are expected to successfully cross into the U.S. this year, undetected by Border Patrol. Should illegal immigration hit more than 1 million border apprehensions this year, it would be more illegal immigration to the country than the last 2 years combined. Such a rate of illegal immigration would also take the U.S. back to levels not seen since fiscal year 2006, when President Bush oversaw massive totals of border crossings. Meanwhile, Acting Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Kevin McAleenan has admitted that his agency is merely acting as a checkpoint for illegal aliens, with all adult border crossers arriving with children getting released into the interior of the U.S. mere months' time. These adult border crossers, now living freely in the country, are receiving work permits to take U.S. jobs. Simultaneously, the overwhelming majority of the 42 miles of newly constructed barriers at the southern border has been to replace older barriers, nearly the exact approach that was taken by the Bush and Obama administrations. Previously, sources have told Breitbart News that the number of miles of new border wall on land that did not previously have a barrier is close to zero. This indicates that DHS has yet to expand the barriers at the southern border. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.